Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. I am laughing before I even start talking about what happened today. So first of all, I thought I would include this in my Embrace Your Neurostyle series because I'm embracing my neurostyle of imperfection and at times perfectionism. So here we go. Quote of the day. Mom, you were a hot mess this morning. From my son. I paused. I looked at him and I smiled. I said, yeah, I was. He's like, I know. I know, Mom. He wanted it to go a certain way and it didn't. So I'm right here with all of us day to day figuring out what's going on with the pandemic. You know, is my son doing homeschool or Zoom school versus going in person? And we had to figure out a way to log on to all the new Zoom links. I thought we had it all covered, but 35 minutes later this morning, we had it all wrong because we didn't have passwords or we didn't have something. And I literally, everyone, I don't know if it was just like at the tail end of, I'm like 95% better from being sick. By the way, shout out to everyone that's healing from a cold, from a sore throat. If you have COVID, many of my friends do. But I was just at that tail end, you know, when you're just literally like, you just need a break. And then it's that last straw of something that doesn't go right. Kind of like when you're trying to open up the pickle jar and you're just trying so, so hard and you just can't do it. And you need to ask someone else. You just know you just need, you're just done. So I just wanted to come on and kind of be in this kind of time with everyone and just have like humility that it's okay to lose it. It's okay sometimes when we raise our voice. It's okay to say we're sorry. So my son and I, what we do, we're really kind of in the moment with feelings. And in the moment when we just couldn't figure out how to log on to a school, he goes, Mom. I go, yeah. He's like, do you see how calm I'm being compared to you? Oh my goodness. This is when you know, if you just want to have that humility and just chuckle and say, oh my goodness, our children are our biggest teachers. And, you know, he's getting mature. He's almost going into the teen years. And, you know, we talk about being in the moment. We talk about being aware. We talk about saying we're sorry. And so I just used this opportunity of me, quote unquote, being a hot mess this morning to use it as a teaching moment and to kind of take a deep breath and go, wait a second, like maybe you need some more days off. Maybe you're not fully better. Maybe, you know, you need to ask for more help. Maybe you need to call your mom and maybe you need to cry. Maybe you need to realize that, you know, it's a lot being, you know, I don't know how all of you are feeling. A lot of people are being pressured to go back to work. Maybe sooner than they feel that they're able to. People are wondering, oh my goodness, how long is all this going to last? You know, with the healthcare system, with everything that's going on. I'm trying not to say the C word. but I just wanted to say that I had this humility today of letting myself, almost like embracing the fact that it's okay to lose it. It's okay to be a hot mess. It's okay to not have everything perfect. And then I was really fortunate. I'm still trying to not go underwater while I'm getting better. I'm really fortunate that I live in a place where I can be outside. And I go deep within. When I have moments like that, I try to use all the gifts that I have, my prayer, my fitness, calling my friends, or all the tools in the toolbox. So I just want to let you know, I really feel like, you know, we're all in this together. I call it the pulse of consciousness. You know, all of our hearts and minds and souls are connected, whether we know each other or not. And the other thing I noticed, I don't know if you're noticing this, is I have a really low tolerance for hearing bad news right now. my empathometer, I care so much about when someone, when I hear that someone suffered or someone died or there's crime. And so I'm trying to make sure I keep up with what's going on in the news, but this kind of tags off of the mindful ingestion and what I spoke about in the last show, that I was really aware that today I needed to be gentle on myself. You know, I don't know if you've ever had a moment where you just lose it. I'm sure you have. But today was one of them. My son's like, Mom, I've never even seen you like this before. You really, I said, honey, I'm just at the tail end of getting better. You know, your dad's out of the country. He's the one who knows all the tech stuff. By the way, I'm amicably divorced. So I just couldn't troubleshoot this. And I did. In the end, I did. I got help from my son's school. But I think it was just one of those times where, you know, I always like to talk about in the moment of now, but I also want to be realistic. I know that you see me probably, I don't know, it depends on if you're just listening to me or if you check out my page or check out my social media. I'm a really happy person. But I just want to let you know that I have days too that are like WTF days. And so I just wanted to kind of keep the shows going. I thought that this January month, it might be fun just to start out with a lot of short and fun shows like this. And I'll still do my other series, but I think it's just nice that you get to know a little bit of a window into my soul and the humanity that I experience as well. And I do want you all to know that I'm a believer in prayer. And I will tell you that I've done so much journaling and so much meditation, and I've been sending so much love out to the greater humanity right now, and that's for everyone. And I know that no matter what country we're in or what city we're in, we're all faced with the reality of being on Earth at this time. And I think the most, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, I'm just like almost smiling. The most kind of humbling thing for me is to remember, like, I'm actually, oh my goodness, I just noticed this. As I'm telling you this, I have my hand on my heart. This is something I do all the time. I didn't even realize I was doing it. Okay, so I have my hand on my heart, and I've taken that energy of my hot mess energy from this morning. And I, just so you know, I did make it through the day with patience. I did what I call my linears. And then I'm like, wait a second. This hot mess day that I have, maybe someone else can relate to it. So here I am. I have my hand on my heart, and I have humility, and I have a big smile, and I'm sending you all so much love. And I'm also just sending you kindred spirit energy to imperfection, that we all have days when we lose it. Okay. So thank you. And also, excuse me, I'm almost better. I hope everyone's on the mend and healing and getting the help they need. And okay, there we go. I was going to make this short and sweet. So here we go. Thanks, guys.